Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay customer service.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm David from eBay customer service. How can I help you?
So I've just received a phone call that something about I bought something on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought nothing on eBay.
All right, sir. Apart from you, you're any family member or you're any friend, they are use your information and order something anywhere. You have any idea?
No. No one uses it.
No one uses it. All right. First of all, I think, sir, you are used by yourself, like you doing in your normal work each and every day, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos for YouTube, news, anything you are doing by your end. And at that point of time, receive lots of the advertisement from shopping, like eBay shopping, Amazon shopping, something like that you receive all the time. It's advertisement. And I think at that point of time, you are by mistakenly touch on any official advertisement page. That's why somebody else directly access your information and they are trying to misuse your details without your permission. And they are trying to do that illegal stuff. So you want to cancel it?
Yeah, cancel.
Alright, so you be with me, sir, because it's an online cancellation and without your any help, I can't do anything. So you be with me and follow our instruction, then you are definitely cancel it. And in future, you can't facing any kind of problem with eBay. Alright?
Yeah.
Alright, now you can from me first, sir. Do you have any device with you, like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, something like that you have in your end?
Yeah, that's fine.
You have a cell phone, alright. And it is a smartphone, like it's Android phone or it's an iPhone?
iPhone.
It's an iPhone, alright. Just put the phone on speaker, sir.
It's on speaker.
It is on speaker. Now press the home button and go back to your normal home page. Then you can see in here all the applications. Just try to go back to the home page. And after that, you go back to your home page. You just see in your all the apps.
Yeah.
Now you have an app store option. Just try to check. It's a blue color capital letter A app store. You just try to open up the app store. You got that?
Hang on.
Just take your time.
No.
It looks like a capital letter A, blue color, app store.
No, I know what it looks like. Just trying to find it.
You have an iPhone, then you definitely have an app store. Just check.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for it. There, try that one.
Yeah, open it up.
It's opened up.
Alright, and after open the app store, look on the very bottom, right hand side corner. It looks like a magnifying glass search option. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Touch on that search, touch on it.
Yeah.
And after touch on that search, look on the very top of the screen, it's a search bar come up. Like anything, write and type something over there. You can see the search bar?
Yeah.
Now you need to do, type over there, all in lowercase, it's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
What's this for?
That is our cancellation website, you just type on the name, on the bar, it's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, desk.
Hang on, and...
I want to spell it out for you. It's a AnyDesk. A for Apple, A. N as in Nancy, N.
Hang on. I N.
Then Y for Yolo, Y.
Yeah.
Then D for Doctor, D.
Yeah.
Then E as in elephant, E.
Yeah.
Then S as in sugar, S.
Yeah.
Then K as in king, K.
Yeah.
Then touch on search.
Yeah.
Now after touch on search, what option you can see, sir?
Arrested by Rusty complaint. Any desk remote.
Yeah, touch on that. Any desk remote. That one, right. You got it. Any desk remote. Touch on that option. And after touch on that option, just right hand side, you can see that option get. GT get. Just touch on get. And after touch on install it. Now it is installed right now?
Nah. No, because I don't use the App Store, and it's asking me for a password, and I haven't got a password.
You remember what's your Apple ID and password? You remember what is that?
Well, the Apple ID was my old website.
Yeah, just put that password. It's the same one. You put your Apple ID and password. You already put the password?
Yeah, no, it won't let me do it.
Alright,
won't let me do it.
Alright,
so I don't use the app for app stores or nothing. So I would have put the password ages ago. So I'll just have a look on my bank statement and see if there's any money that's going out, and then I'll just contact my bank.
That is not a solution, sir, because your bank people, they don't know you are doing that or somebody else doing that. They are think you doing it. All right. So that's why.
Yeah. But if I see that there's money going out, I'll go and see my bank. I've got a bank app that I can check to see.
It is not a main important thing. Your money will be debited or not. Main important thing is that somebody else use your personal details without your permission. And that is the main reason we have just tried to inform you, because in future you're facing lots of the problem, because someone getting in your information, they already have it. So right now I want to just try to block their gateway, then in future nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it. That's right.
Yeah, but I thought that's why I'm paying for my VPN with the thing that I've got.
Okay. Apart from that iPhone, do you have any Android device like any?
No. Alright.
Do you have a computer or laptop?
No.
You don't. You only have that cell phone.
Yeah.
And you can't remember what's your Apple ID and password?
No.
Anytime you write it down anywhere? Any diary you write it in the ID
password? Yeah, there is a phone I've been used. I haven't used the App Store for that long.
I understand that.
Yeah, I've got all the others.
Try, do it once again, sir.
I'll just try something.
All right.
Hang on. now I've got to get back to... Hang on. No, it's not letting me do it.
It's not mesh, right?
No, it's not letting me do it.
Alright, any other option over there you can see? Like forgot password, you have any option over there? Just try to check, it's option over there, forgot password. Just try to check. You can see that forward password, sir? You can see that?
Yeah, I've just tried to reset it. There we go, yeah. Open.
Just try to reset it.
From any desk?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on there now.
It is installing?
Yeah, I'm on there now.
Alright, and what do you guys see in the AnyDesk?
What's that?
What option you can see over there?
Oh, it's just got enter remote address and
yes.
Your address.
Absolutely correct. And below of the your address, you can see that your address, it's a 9-digit number. Tell me the number, sir.
260-613-383.
360 then?
260.
260?
Yeah.
And it is 360? 260. Once again?
Look, I've got a card. I'm at work.
Sir, it is not a solution. That is not a solution, sir. I told you lots of times. Somebody else already getting your information, and they are trying to do it lots of the illegal stuff. And it is not good for you. And in future, you're facing lots of the problems, sir, because someone hacked your details. Main reason it is, we are just trying to catch that person red-handedly and put the behind the bar. Because they are trying to doing lots of the illegal stuff. So you please, right now, do it, sir. I want to block it.
Alright.
Please tell me the number, sir, please.
260-613-383.
It is 260?
Yeah.
Then?
613. 383.
383. Alright. Now, right now, sir, because you know very well, eBay is an international company. It's not only based in Australia. It's all over the world use that eBay. So that is the main reason. We are trying to send you security warning because eBay is a secure server. So that's why we are just trying to send you the security warning in your phone. And you receive that option like... One option, first option, I allow up the risk, all right? And second option, accept. Now you need to do, you first touch on little option, I allow up the risk, then touch on accept, and once again you receive another option, do not show this warning again. And you select that option, and once again click on accept. Now you receive that security warning. Just try to check. I want to send you.
I don't understand. How about not this? Just
try to check in your screen. You receive
security warning. Another person has lost their device.
Yes. Look on the very bottom. It's a little option over there. I above of the risk. You just touch on that little option, and after touch on accept. And after touch on accept, first touch on that option, I above of the risk, then touch on accept, and once again you click on accept, another option. And after touch on accept, you have any option start broadcast, just try to touch on start broadcast.
Accept.
Yeah, you hit on accept, then you can see any option start broadcast, just try to touch on start broadcast.
Well, hit accept, still where it's at.
You need to touch on the little option, I above of the risk. You touch on that option already?
Which one?
It's the little option and little square box, I above of the risk. Just check, it's the little option, I above of the risk. You touch on...
Oh, I'm aware of the risk, yeah.
Yeah, touch on that little option, then click on accept.
Yeah.
And after, after click on accept, now what you can see?
It's got accept or dismiss.
Accept. Once again, click on accept. And after click on accept, just check its option will become up start broadcast. Just try to touch on one time, start broadcast. Now, right now, what do you can see in your screen?
Just got screen broadcast, any desk, stop broadcast.
Yeah, you don't touch anywhere. Now, press the home button, sir. Like, go back to your home page, press the home button, and go back to your normal home page, please.
Yeah.
Now, you can see here all these application like your Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, App Store, each and everything you can see right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you don't do anything right now. You need to do, just stay on the line, because right now, I want to transfer this call to our accounts team and someone help you because it's matter of the purchase, so that's why. You just try to do, stay on the line, and right now I want to transfer this call to our accounts team, all right, and someone help you. So stay on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not bad.
Nice to hear. I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Well, I was just saying that someone's trying to get my details.
Yes, sir. The thing is that there are some person is trying to make some fake purchase in your name. I'll show you what is happening, okay? First of all, I do believe that you know how to open setting on your mobile, right? Open setting. Now, when you open the setting on your mobile, I want you to scroll down little and you will get to see something which says display and brightness. If you can see that, click on that, display and brightness. Display and
yeah, I'm looking for it. Control center, Bluetooth, cellular, VPN.
I do think that you are using an iPhone, right? If you are using an iPhone, then it will be usually coming like that, general, control center, then after that third line will be display and brightness, okay?
In general?
No, not in general. Go back. Not in the general. Now, you can see general, control center, display, and brightness. Home
oh,
screen.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, as you can go...
Which one? On time screen or display and brightness?
Display and brightness.
Display
and... Now, as we are going to activate a security for 30 minutes so we can block all those persons, you will get to see something which says auto lock. If you can see that, click on that, auto lock.
Yeah.
Click on auto lock and make it for never. Maybe on your iPhone you don't have a 30 minutes, you can click on never. Tap on never.
Yeah.
Now go back to the previous page. Have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see the arrow which is pointing leftward, and it says back. Give a click on that back.
Which arrow?
On the very top left-hand corner, you can see the blue color arrow which is pointing leftward, which says back.
Oh, yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
And now I want you to go to the very top, and you will get to see your name there, okay? If you can see your name, I want you to tap on your name first, okay? Tap on your name.
Yeah.
Now, when you tap on your name, let me confirm you the name, email ID, and the card from where the fraudster is trying to make a purchase, okay? The purchase was made in the name of CARMINE space GARRESFA. Is that your name?
Yeah.
So you can understand those words are using your name and the email ID which was they are using, c.garreffa@live.com, right? Is that your email ID? Now you can understand those first words are have your email ID also. Now after that, you will get to see something which says payment and shipping. I want you to give a click on that. If you can see that. Payment and shipping, give a click on that. When you give a click on that, please let me know what you can see.
Time and method, MasterCard.
Yes, you will get to see one of your banking card was added on your mobile from where this fraudster is trying to make a fake purchase, like for $399. And you'll get to see the MasterCard ending with as for our database, we can see that it's 5712. So is that card was attached on your mobile right now from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase?
So you can
understand, sir, what happened. Those fraudsters get all of your details and they are just trying to make a fake purchase. So we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction and we need to block all those posts for you, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, what I want you to do, sir, I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yeah.
Now, as you can see, Mr. Carmine, that there was some process trying to use your details. So can you do one thing, sir? First of all, can you go ahead and check that? Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay? For $399, if you can see any transaction on your online banking, please let me know so we can cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back to your account, okay? So if you can see transaction...
Where do you want me to look for that?
You need to go ahead and log into your online banking and check that. Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299 or not, okay?
Yeah.
I'm holding the line for you. Just check that and please let me know that, okay? When you've done that, please let me know, sir.
No.
Because as for our database, we got a verification message from the accounts department because the charges is in pending right now. So I just want you to go ahead and check all of your pending transaction also, okay?
What was that, sir?
You need to check your pending transaction. Now, do you see any?
Yeah, I'm checking. I'm checking what I've more transactions. It's nothing from eBay on there.
Okay.
It's got my last purchase that I used my card yesterday. It shows that, but nothing else.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. What I will do, I will simply go ahead and talk with our accounts department. So we can, as we can see, the transaction is in pending from our side. So we can go ahead and cancel that, okay?
Yeah, just cancel it.
Okay.
Okay, idea, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, if you are in your online banking, I want you to simply log out from your bank right now because it's not safe and secure, okay? Simply log out from your online banking first. Our accounts department is checking all the transactions and they are going to block all those persons who is trying to use your details, okay? So I want you to simply first log out from your online banking because it's not insecure, not safe and secure for you, okay?
Yeah, but it's not showing on my side.
That's the thing, sir, because what happened, those fraudsters used your details and the transaction is because as we are holding the pending, we are holding the order, and that's the reason the charges is in pending. You are unable to see that. Okay, so what we need to do first, sir, we need to go ahead and block all those persons who is using your personal identity, and after that we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction.
Yeah, well, I'm already logged on.
Yeah, log out from your bank, log out. Simply log out and go back to your home screen of your mobile. Do not log in, like, stay log in on your banking page because your details is not safe and secure, okay? So go back to your home screen of your mobile. And just allow me a minute.
Well, let me log off now.
Yeah, simply log off. Simply log off from your account and be on your home screen of your mobile where you can
see
all of your...
It's not letting me log off. Hang on a second.
Then you can do one thing. You can swipe the screen from bottom to top and you can go back to your home screen where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery,
swipe. Yeah, I know, but I've got to log off my page.
Try to click on that log off.
Oh, here we go, log off.
Yeah, simply log off from the account.
Just
give me a minute, sir. Just give me a minute so we can go ahead and get a report from the accounts department, okay? Just give me a 1 minute. Idea, sir.
Yeah.
Like, as we can see, one more thing, sir, as I'm getting the report from the accounts department, we got one more security warning from the security department that someone is trying to make you register in two different platforms. First one was the ZipPay. So I just want to ask you, like, do you do anything like ZipPay or any Afterpay like that? And the second one was the XE. So do you do anything like that?
No, Afterpay, no. Only when I've bought a few things on eBay, but I haven't bought nothing on eBay for ages. That's on PayPal.
That's the reason. I just want you to confirm with you only, okay? So you don't do any ZipPay or anything like that, right? And also, will you please let me know one thing, sir? We find out there was some fraud, sir. Make you register on XE. So do you use XE anything like that on your mobile?
No. I've only used BPay.
Okay.
And all the rest is PayPal.
Okay, and you don't use XE, right?
No.
Because our server just find out there was some fraud transaction was made with the help of the XE also. So that's the reason I'm just confirming with you, okay? Just wait for a second.
No, it wasn't me. I don't use that XE, whatever it's called.
Okay, and you don't have an application on your mobile also, right?
No, not that I know.
Okay. You can go ahead and check that also, okay?
check what?
That you have an XT application on your mobile or not. Let's try to check that for your verification.
Where do I check for that?
You have an all application like wallet, camera, gallery, WhatsApp, Find My. You will get to see the application name XE. Just try to check that.
In settings, yes. That will be.
Not on the settings, sir. On your home screen of your mobile, where you can see all the regular icons, okay? All these.
What's it called? XE, EX.
Yes. No, it will be X as in X-ray, E as in Edward. XE.
XE.
Let's try to check that.
Shortcuts, WhatsApp, Dog Fence, Freeform, Translate, iTunes, Book, Pages, Numbers, Keynotes, Fitness, Apple Store, Clips, Commonwealth, SANFL, Mobile, eBay, Voice Memos, Watch, Facebook Live, AFL Live, Contact, Wire, Lockout, Easy Reg, Metro Mate, Sales, Upload CPN, Shannon's. I've got XE.
Is that application you use?
No, I've never used it.
You never use it. What? Can you? Okay, so maybe you can understand without your permission somehow your mobile has downloaded some unknown application. Can you try to open and check that? Like if something is, you can see any changes or not? What
XE,
you can see, tell me?
The one that I've got, the XE, is just a currency converter.
It's just a currency converter, right?
Yeah.
And you never used that, right?
No, I just checked just to see when I've been overseas, just to see what the rates are.
Just for the checking rates, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. That's the reason, because we, our server just find out that there was some person make you register in that XE and the ZipPay. That's the reason for the confirmation I'm asking you, because as we are providing you the security in the background, so for that only we need to go out and check that, okay? Just wait, sir. Can you do one thing, Mr. Caramine? I'm just providing you the transaction ID, okay? Write down the transaction ID.
You want to write it down?
Write down the transaction ID, sir. The transaction ID was A as in Apple.
For E?
A as in Apple, A.
Yeah.
M as in mother, M.
Yeah.
Z as in zebra, Z.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Yeah.
7 2.
Yeah.
6 9. This is your transaction ID. Now, I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay? Go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Yes, now go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yeah, I'm there.
Now, as you can understand, Mr. Carmine, there was some fraudster is trying to use your details for making a fake purchase in your name. And as you can see that as your card was attached on your mobile, so your details was not safe and secure right now. So maybe your card details is not safe and secure right now. And if your card details is not safe and secure, your banking is also not safe and secure. So what I will do, I will simply go ahead and get connected this call to our NCA department. I do believe that you must be knowing that what is NCA, right? NCA stands for National Crime Agency, who deals with cyber crimes, okay? Who deals with this fraudster in order to cancel that transaction, and who is going to help you to block all those persons, okay, Mr. Carmine? So what I want you to do, I want you to just be on hold, sir, so let me get connected this call to him, so he can help you in a better way to block all those persons and save your personal identity, okay? So just be on hold, Mr. Carmine. Nice to talk with you, services. Okay, please try to cooperate with us so we can block all those posts and we can save your details. Okay, just be on hold. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, that's very glad to listen. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Oh, that's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, may I know that after spoken to them, what do you have understand after spoken to the eBay department, what do you have understand after spoken to them? That what is going on your personal details, what do you have understand?
What's that? I don't understand.
Did you understand anything that what did they say to you, that what is going on your personal details?
No, they were just saying that someone's trying to make a purchase under my name.
Okay. Now, yesterday or today, have you made any transfer that the eBay department has mentioned to you?
No.
Right. Now, the question arises here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? There might be somebody else who have got your information and who have got your details, and they are trying to do these sort of things in behalf of you. And as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that the people from overseas countries, they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just tell me that apart from you, how many people are use your internet connection in your place and how many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
No, I only use my phone connection.
And apart from this mobile phone, do you have got any computer, any laptop which is connected with the internet?
No.
Okay, right. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are more than 20 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So that means the other devices did not belong to you, correct?
Yeah, no, it's only this phone. Only this phone here.
Register me here. Could you just tell me that who have downloaded the XE application on your mobile phone? Like, have you ever used that application?
The XE app that I've got is only a currency converter.
Okay, and have you ever used that application before?
Well, I've only used it just to check what the rates are.
Okay, you just,
when I, yeah.
Download the application just to check the rates of the currency.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. That's the only thing that comes up on that app. It's got no nothing else on it. If I click on there.
Okay, now let me tell you that Exi is a website where you can transfer money to the overseas countries. Now, those are the people who have been established on your whole internet network. They are trying to make some fraudulent transaction using your Exi account. Now, that is the reason why like they have already charged some amount from your banking application. Okay, and there were three charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from your card, from your debit card. All right. Now, may I know that when did you last time you used your debit card for the last time?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And yesterday or today, have you used your card for making any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned?
No.
You haven't.
No, right. Yesterday was only at Strathco. Buy some. I paid for three sheets of the skylights for the verandas that are coming in on Monday.
Okay. Now, as I can see over here, that the charges is already been tried to be made and attempted from your side. All right, and it's not appear on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction. It will gonna appear on your statement within 24 hours. Now, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and cancel all the charges which is not authorized by you. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just grab hold your debit card with you? Now, what we need to do, we need to put the 3D security on your debit card of your bank, all right? So, be handy with your debit card that you have used yesterday. Be handy with the debit card.
Hang on. I'm on there now.
No, not on the internet banking I'm talking about. I'm talking about the debit card. Be handy with your plastic card, like the card that you used
yeah.
it before.
Yeah, but where have I got that stored?
I'm sorry?
Where do I find that?
You haven't got the debit card, like whenever you go to ATM, or swipe, like you are trying to buy something, you used your debit card from making any transaction. The debit card which has the
number that expires. Yeah, key card, yeah.
Yeah, and where is that key card?
I've got that in my wallet. I haven't got the wallet on me.
You haven't got the wallet with you at the moment?
No.
Okay, and where are you at the moment?
I'm working at the moment.
You're working at the moment, right. And when did the last time you went to your bank for the last time?
The last time was... I would have been a few months ago now.
Okay. And like you are at your work and you have forgotten to took your debit card, like the wallet of yours?
No, I'm nowhere near it. I'm nowhere near my wallet at the moment.
Sorry?
I'm nowhere near my wallet at the moment.
Okay, because we need to cancel all the charges from your debit card, so that is the reason. Like, we have to go ahead and put it. Is it possible for you to go ahead and take the debit card with you?
No, I'm nowhere near it. I'm at work.
Okay. All right, not an issue. Now, can you...
Can't I just go to the bank and I'll get them to check it?
You can do that, but before we do that, we need to go ahead and put the security and we need to check all these things that you are do on the internet. It is safe, it is not safe and secure at this point of time. Now, that is the reason why we need to go ahead and we need to check all these things up. Okay. Now, as you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours, right?
Yeah, well, I don't even know if you're from the NCA, if you're from there. You're telling me you are, but how do I know you're from there?
Okay, let me show you that. Now, you do want
to... Because I've been caught out before where I've had to change all my cards because I spoke to someone, not from the National Crime Authority, but someone that was telling me that someone was mucking around with my card, and then I had to end up changing all my details because of that. Because my bank
You can change your card details, you can change your information, but... Can you change your identity?
No, I can't change that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. Because the hackers, those have been connected with your network, they are using your identification and they are doing the cyber fraud activities and they are using your identifications for that. So we need to go ahead and we need to check all these things up. So that is the reason. Now, let me show you that where you are connected to. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the AnyDesk application from your mobile phone?
Live broadcast to AnyDesk has stopped due to attempt to start an invalid broadcast.
Give a click on go to application.
Where do I want to click?
Can you see okay or go to application?
I've just clicked OK.
Yes, now what do you see? Can you see the number? It says your address.
It doesn't say, it's got nothing. It just went back to my homepage.
Okay, just open up the AnyDesk once again, where you're able to see the numbers.
Yeah.
Now, once you get to see the numbers, just do let me know.
Yeah, the numbers are there.
Okay.
But you want the number?
No, we don't want the number. Now, on your screen, can you see any option? It says, I'm aware of the risk, or I trust this call, something like that.
No, now it's gone to security warning.
Yeah, and look at the bottom. Can you see, I'm aware of the risk? Give a touch on, I'm aware of the risk on that checkbox. Then give a click on accept for two times.
Oh, it's got, am I aware of the risk, yeah, okay.
Yes, give a click on that.
I'm
then give a click on accept.
Yeah.
Then, can you see that it says National Crime Agency over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, now give a click on accept and then give a click on start broadcast.
Yeah, well, it was broadcasting before, yeah.
Yeah, like we got disconnected, so that's why you have to do that once again.
Okay, well, I've done that.
Give a click on screen broadcast, then give a click on start broadcast once you click on accept.
Oh, screen broadcast.
So what do you see? Did you click on accept?
Yeah, I was clicked on accept.
Then give a click on start. Give a click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Yes.
Now it's going to stop. Oh, hang on, start. Okay.
It will come up. Now you are successfully connected to the National Crime Authority at the moment, and you are connected to the server at this point of time. Now, as you know that... you have already seen that you are connected to the National Crime Agency at the moment. Now, what we need to do, as I have told you, that as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours, all right? Now, for that reason, what I need to do, I need to go ahead and have a conversation with the fraud department of your Combank first. And let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account so that I can assist you in a far better way. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment for about 3 to 4 minutes so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. Then I'll get back to you once I have a conversation with them. All right?
Okay.
Now, before I go ahead, before I can have a conversation with the bank of yours, can you just tell me that have you received any sort of phone calls from the bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments? Have you received any calls from the bank regarding any transactions?
No.
Yeah. You haven't had any calls. All right, not a problem. Now, I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. I believe you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Like, it's not only your bank. Each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. Like, from Combank, from ANZ, from National Australian Bank, from Westpac, each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. So let me have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, then I'll get back to you. So I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you, right?
Okay.
All right, just allow me some moment. And you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction, correct?
No.
Okay, all right. You there?
Yeah.
In the meantime, could you just tell me, Carmen, I hope you won't mind if I call you with your first name, Carmen.
That's all right.
All right. Now, could you just tell me, Carmen, that if this investigation will require today, if it is needed today, can you able to go down to your bank today if it is needed?
They're only open for another, what time? I think they close at 4 o'clock, don't they? It's 5 to 4 here in Adelaide.
Like, is it closed at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
Can I go onto the internet to check what time they close?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, hang on a sec. Come on.
Do you need any help from me?
No, I'm just kind of from. Come on.
Could you just confirm me with your postcode once?
5110.
5110.
Internet.
Yeah, as in, why do you know that? Why your internet is getting compromised? Because it is, your internet is getting compromised because someone else is using your internet connections and they are using it for their own benefit. They are facing something wrong with your internet connection. That's why you are facing this sort of problem.
Yeah, it's just taking forever to.
Like, is this your postcode? It is in Colac Barrett Road, Cambrian Hill, Victoria?
No. That's a South Australian,
it's South Australian. Is it Robertson, New South Wales?
No. No, it's Burton, South Australia. It's not New South Wales or Victoria.
Like which bank you basically use? Hollywood Plaza?
That's the one, Hollywood Plaza. Bank. Yeah, Hollywood
it's
Plaza.
It's open till 4 o'clock, I see. It has been closed now.
Yeah.
Alright. Now just allow me some moment. I'll get back to you whenever I have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. Alright. So you just come back to your home screen and just leave that the way it is and don't do any internet activities until or unless we catch these hackers down. Those are trying to compromise into your details. Alright? So just allow me a moment. I'm just having a word with them and once I got the information from them, then I'll let you know that what we need to do. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. Stay on the line. physical restrictions. Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and after having a word with them, I have asked to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me, since yesterday, there are 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. I'll let you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it. All right?
Hang on, buddy. Let me get a pen.
All right.
Hang on a sec.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, now the first transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the morning, the first transaction was about $25,000. It's from your term deposit account, the transaction which has been tried to be made. Okay, and the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the afternoon, that is $20,000. It is at 2:30. Okay. And the third transaction and the most recent transaction is today's morning, that is $9,900, which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. But whomsoever all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank, which I have been spoken with, which is based in Sydney, they have found it suspicious and they have blocked and rejected all the 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. So that means, till now, you haven't lost any single money till now.
Okay.
Now, you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in safe. Because all these transactions, it is already been tried to be made and attempted from your side. And the last transaction, which I have been told you, the transaction is being tried to be made and attempted from the Smart Access account, the account number ending with 0924.
Yeah,
yes, I believe that this account is belongs to you. It is from the Smart Access, correct?
Yeah, well, I've got two. I've got a term deposit one, and I've got a
The 25,000 and the 20,000. That was the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted from the term deposit account. The number which is ending with 4080. But the last transaction that I have mentioned, that is 9,900. It is being tried to be made and attempted from your Smart Access account, the account number ending with 0924, the 9,900. It is tried to be made and attempted from the Smart Access account. Okay, so have you noted down the figures that I have mentioned?
Yeah, 25, 20 from the turn one, from the finishes in 4.080, and then the 9.99 this morning from the smart account, and it's 0.924.
Yeah, right, correct. Now, this weather transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, but whomsoever, all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank. So that means till now, you haven't lost any single money till now, right?
Yeah.
Now, you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money isn't safe, because these are all these transactions which has already been made and attempted from your bank account already. Now, I have raised a question to the fraud department of EOCOM Bank head office that if this is a case, then why doesn't Carmen doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Because you have mentioned to me earlier that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transactions. Am I correct?
No, well, not that I know of. Yeah. I have missed calls before, but normally they'll leave a message. Who they are, but I've had no missed calls with a message there, so
So that's what I have asked to your fraud department of your bank, that if this is a case, then why doesn't Carmen doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Now they have told me, they have confirmed it to me, that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted from your bank account. It was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted from your local branch of your Hollywood Plaza itself. And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your Combank itself. Do you know what does that mean?
How can they approve it? Normally, for me to take my own money out, I've got to produce a key card, my smart card,
yes,
and everything.
That's what I'm trying to explain it to you, that all these transactions has been approved and made and attempted from your own bank of your Commonwealth Bank job, which is based in Salisbury down, and all these transactions have already been approved from the local branch employees of your bank itself. Okay, because there are couple of things which indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that if there would be no employee's involvement in this case, then why doesn't they give you the call back before they authorized any transaction? Am I correct?
Yeah.
And the second one is that if this transaction has been made and attempted, then how come without your permission they are approving the transaction, and why they called you before they authorized the transaction? Do you give any permissions to anybody in the local bank that they can able to make transaction, they can make payments without letting you know?
No. The term deposit one, I can't even take money out until the time's up. You know what I mean? I lock it in for 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, whatever I want to do it. And in that period of time, I can't take the money out. Well, I can, but I've got to pay a fee to get the money out before it's time.
Uh-huh.
And my smart account...
They are moving the money from your term deposit to your smart access. Then they have tried to make the transaction, okay? So these were the two things which is definitely indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. Now, let me tell you some bank rules and regulations, Carmen. Now, whenever you are trying to send some money to somebody, it might be $10 or it might be $100,000. It needs two approvals, right? There are two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. Like, it's from the booth of the bank, all right? Like, whenever you make any transfer to anybody, that is $10 or $10,000, there would be two sorts of verification will be required. One is from the local bank and one is from the fraud department of your bank. The employees, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric machine, on a device. It will gonna capture all the information of that particular person. then only a payment will get approved. It's from the booth of the bank. If your local branch will approve any transaction, it directly go to the head office. And if your head office will also approve the transaction, then only a money can be deducted from your bank account. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, in here, in your case, your local branch employees have already approved the three transactions that I have mentioned. But your fraud department, they have cross-verified. They have found that this is not legitimate. So that is the reason why they have declined all the three transactions that has been tried to be made and attempted from your own bank. Okay? Now, that means the hackers who are working in the bank, they are the people who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Okay? So we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but that doesn't mean that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person is trying to steal your money. Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you, yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal money from you? Do you think that?
No, they won't say that, no.
Right, definitely they wouldn't do that. And instead of that, they would gonna run away and the whole group will be get busted. We can't able to catch them up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in that case, what we need to do, I want your permission, all right, with the help of you and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that, Carmen?
24. Yeah, as long as it's only 24 hours.
So can you allow me to do that?
It's only for 24 hours?
Yes, right. Yeah. But it won't affect it on your auto-debited system. Like, the auto-debited system is gonna, you know, took off from there if it is, you know, like, if you have got the debt tomorrow, okay? So for the next 24 hours, with your permission, I want to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that, Carmine?
Yeah, as long as it's only 24 hours, yeah.
Okay, and do you know what freezing your... Yeah, and do you know what freezing your account means?
I can't take anything out.
Right. No one in this world can able to make any transfer from your account to a different bank account. Not even you can touch your money or move your money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours, right?
Yeah. That's all right.
But still you can able to log in into your bank, that's not a problem. But you can't move any money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours. Okay.
Yeah. I can't use my debit card.
Now, can you allow me to do that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank once again, which is based in Sydney, and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. All right?
Okay.
So I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you once I have a conversation with the bank.
Okay.
Yeah. Just hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. First of all, we have freezed your account for the next 24 hours. So, within next 24 hours, no single money will be gone out from your bank. Alright? So, and 24 hours will be enough for us to hunt these bank employees of your bank. Because we don't know that how many hackers are involved with these cyber fraud activities. If we can able to catch these bank employees with the help of that bank employees, we can break through their chain, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, we have successfully freezed your account for the next 24 hours. Only you know about it. I know about it. That is National Crime Agency. And the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney, they only knows about it. Now, apart
from
we three, nobody knows that your account has been frozen, not even with your local branch employees as well. And we have decided we will gonna not let anyone know about this investigation. Because if your local branch employees gets to know that you are in a part of the investigation and your account has been frozen, you are about to catch the hackers, the whole work will be get busted. We can't ever look at these hackers down, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. So, now, one more thing, Carmen, that I want to tell you that freezing your account for the next 24 hours won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution that we are doing. Because we can freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, once we will gonna neutralize your account, the same way like it was before, still the hackers will manage to get your information and your bank account details because they are belong to your own bank. If it also you change your debit card details, then after few days they will try to do the same thing again and again, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to go ahead and hunt that particular bank employee, that who is the particular bank employee is trying to compromise into your details. And we have to catch them red-handedly because we know that the hackers belongs to your bank, but without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So what we need to do, Carmen, we need to make a trap for these bank employees. How are we going to go ahead and catch them up red-handedly, alright? We need to make a trap for these hackers. And the trap would be a dummy transaction. Now, do you have got any idea what dummy transaction means?
A who? Which transaction?
Dummy.
What's that? A who?
Dummy. D-U-M-M-Y. Dummy.
Oh, no. Well, I'll gather it's something that you do, but it doesn't actually happen.
Yes, the term dummy means fake. Similar
to a
transaction which has no existence in reality. Dummy transaction means a fake transaction which is doesn't exist in real life. It would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend in front of your bank people. All right. Basically, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have tried to be done it before. Alright, and we need to make them fall in their own traps. And I will gonna let you know that why you need to do this. Now, do you remember at the beginning of the conversation, I have told you whenever any employee will try to approve any transaction, they have to put their fingerprints on a biometric money machine, on a device. It will capture all the information of that particular person. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Right. Now, whenever we will gonna repeat the same thing what the hackers have tried to be done it before, then they would gonna get confused. They would think that it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made from their side, and they would love to approve the transaction. Now, whenever they will gonna approve the transaction using their fingerprint, and that fingerprint will directly go to the head office of your home bank, and they will gonna match down that fingerprint with the previous three transactions, and they get to know that who is the particular bank employee which was doing this sort of things. They would get to know all the information of that particular person, his name, his number, his each and every information of that particular bank employee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we need to do, we need to make the dummy transaction helping with the same numbers. Now, you need to, before we go ahead and make the dummy transaction go through, you need to choose a number between the three amount that I have mentioned to you to make this dummy transaction go through. Because amount is just a number now. You can make a transfer of 50,000, 100,000. It wouldn't make any differences because no money will be gone out from the bank. Because it would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend. Okay? So, which amount you want to choose to make the dummy transaction go through within that three amount that I have mentioned?
Like a 15. 15.
Sorry?
15.
No, we need to repeat the same particular figures that I have mentioned. That was, have you noted down the figures that I have mentioned? Because whenever we will gonna repeat the same particular figures, then only the same particular bank employee will try to approve the transaction in using their fingerprints.
Oh, okay. $9,900.
Yeah, that sounds perfect, because that is the least amount which has been tried to be made and attempted, and that is the most recent transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted from your side, okay? So that means the employees, whoever is trying to make the transaction, they are present in the bank today, and it will be helpful for us to hunt that particular bank employees today, all right? And we can't afford to lose them, okay? Now, before we will gonna make the dummy transaction go through, let me tell you, Carmen, that you can't make any dummy transaction to a real bank account. Because whenever you will try to make any dummy transfer to any real bank account in front of their system, it would be showing that the amount is invalid or the account details is invalid. Because no money will able to go out from the bank. So they would gonna doubt it on you. Alright? So, for that, what we need to do, with the help of your fraud department of your com bank, we need to generate a fake, a dummy bank account details for you, which is doesn't exist in real life, all right, which has a 24 hours of validity, and after 24 hours, it will gonna get expired. It would be a totally, you know, computerized bank account detail, so that it should be look like you are making a real transfer in front of your bank people, and they won't doubt it on you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So before we will gonna make the dummy transaction go through, we need to make a story. We need to make something up for yourself. Now, it might be happen that whenever you will gonna make the dummy transaction go through, that you might be received a call from your com bank, or you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. So they would gonna ask you lots of questions regarding this investigation just to dig out all the information out of you, that are you in a part of any investigation or not, or who you are sending the money. So we need to make it prepare about this thing. Now, suppose if your bank people will gonna ask you that all of a sudden to whom you are sending this money, that is 9,900. So according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them, Carmen?
Well,
to whom you are sending the money to?
Whoever.
Like we need to make a story so that you can face them up properly, because it might be happen. If you have to face the same bank employee, they will gonna definitely ask you lots of questions regarding this investigation. So we need to make a story before we will gonna go ahead and proceed further. Okay?
Yeah.
If they're gonna ask you to whom you are sending the money, then what would be your answer?
Yeah, but what would they ask? What would they be asking me questions for? Wouldn't they just
No, because whenever you will gonna make the transfer with the same figures, they might be doubted on you, and they might be calls you up to asking you that, have you made this transaction to this person, and who is this person to you, to whom you are sending this money, these are the information, just to dig out all the information out of you.
So you need to be very confident and smart on that time so that you can face them up confidently.
Oh, well, I'll just say that,
it don't have to be a real person, does it?
It can be a real person, but the account details that they will have to generate a dummy bank account details which has some random numbers and random names on it, which you need to pretend that it is one of your family members. Like, first of all, if you don't mind, can you just tell me that how old are you, Cameron?
58.
58?
Yeah.
All right. Now, in that case, you can tell them that you are sending this money to your son-in-law.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that. Do you have got a son-in-law? Do you have got a, you know, like your nephew or niece, whoever it is? We are just pretending over here that we are sending that money. But in reality, no money will be gone out from the bank, correct?
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Okay. Yes, right. Now, in that case, if they're going to ask you that for what reason you are sending this money to your son-in-law, then what would be your answer?
Needs it for special medical. He's not well.
Medical reason would be, I don't think that it will gonna work. Like, in that case, you can tell them that my son-in-law has a quite old house and he has to repair his house, and you are lending the money to your son-in-law. And once he will gonna stable enough, he will gonna give it back to you.
Money.
Yes.
For home renovations. Okay. So yes, lend the money for home renovations.
Yes. Yeah, so it should be, we need to make a story like this so that they won't doubt it on you. But keep that in your mind that if any circumstances, if they gonna doubt it on you, the whole group will be get busted, all right? And we can't able to catch them up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'll just contact it with the fraud department of your bank and tell them to generate the fake account details for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, just hold on for a moment.
People are trying to take money out of my card.
Is there?
Yeah.
Come in. And in the meantime, I just wanted to make sure one thing, that please don't disclose this matter with anybody else at the moment before we catch these hackers down. Okay? So you do one thing, be handy with a pen and a paper. I'm going to provide you the dummy account details.
Okay.
All right. Be handy with a pen and a paper and do let me know.
Yeah, I've got it.
All right. Now, note down with the first name of the person. It starts with S, S for sugar, S.
Yeah.
A for alpha, A.
Yeah.
I for indigo, I.
Yeah.
T for Tokyo, T.
T, yeah.
E for Echo, E.
E, yeah.
J for Juliet, J.
J, yeah.
Then A for Alpha, A.
Yeah.
What do you have got?
I've got S, A, I, T, E, J, A.
All right. Now, that would be his first name, and note down his last name. His last name starts with H for Harry, H.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
R for Robert.
Yeah.
I for Indigo.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
R for Robert.
Yeah.
T for Tokyo.
Yeah.
H for Henry.
Yeah.
iPhone Indigo.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
iPhone Indigo again.
Is that someone's name, is it?
Yes, this is the fake name that you need to pretend that it is for 24 hours. It would be your son-in-law for the next 24 hours. Now, it's a fake bank account detail. That is the reason why the name that I have provided to you, it is like a funny name, right? Because it's not a real bank account detail that I'm providing it to you. It's a totally computerized bank account detail which doesn't exist in real life. All right? Okay. Now, note down with the account number.
Yep.
It should be 651.
651.
097.
097.
Yes. Now note down with the BSB.
The BSP. What was that, sorry?
BSB.
BSC. Or the BSB.
BSB. Yeah, BSB would be 733.
57. 33.
733. Number 733.
All right, so it's just 733.
Yes, 080.
080.
Right. Now, the name of the bank would be Westpac.
Westpac.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you have got the fake account details of the person. Now we need to go further proceed. Now you do one thing, log in into your Combank.
So you want me to log into my Combank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now give a click on pay.
What's that, sorry?
Give a click on pay. Look at the bottom. There should be an option pay.
Yeah, pay. Yeah.
Give a click on that. Now give a click on pay someone. Give a click on pay someone.
Oh, yeah, pay someone, yeah.
Okay, now give a click on pay someone new.
Yeah, well, it's just got, what have I done here? Yeah, pay someone new, yeah.
Yeah, give a
click
on that.
Click on it, yeah.
Okay, now you have got the account number written down. Put it over there, the account number that you have got of your son-in-law.
Account number 611-097. Yeah.
Now put the BSB.
BSB is 733-080-080. Yeah, and I'll put the account name.
Yes.
S-A-I-T. EJA. Space. H-A-R-I-N. A-R-T. H-I-N. Okay.
Give a click on next.
Done.
Yeah, give a click on next.
Yeah.
Okay, now scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Now put the amount 9900. Now scroll down the page little bit. Now put the description, house repair.
House renovation.
Yeah, house renovation. You can put it like this.
Yeah.
Now what do you see? Give a click on done.
Yeah.
Now what came up?
Nothing.
All right, hold on. See that we got disconnected somehow. Can you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen first?
Home screen, yeah.
And open up the AnyDesk application.
Well, that's still going.
Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top again.
Yeah.
Now open up the Palm Bank.
Yeah.
Now give a click on next. Give a click on next.
Connect. Where's the connect?
Yeah. Next.
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 Next. Next.
Yeah. Yes. Now give a click on update.
Yeah. Well, here it's got.
Give a click on update. Give a click on update.
Yeah.
Yes. Now swipe it up. Swipe it up to the top.
Yeah.
Make it 20, make it 20. It is the limit, yes.
Yeah, why not 10?
Yeah, now give a click. No, not 10. It's 20 because you have exceeded some limits today. So it would be make it 20 or else it won't accept it. Give a click on done.
Okay.
Okay, give a click on get netcode. You will gonna receive the text message. Give a click on get netcode.
Yeah.
Touch on that 6-digit netcode number. Touch on that. Now.
What's the next?
Now, can you see the number 791 starts with on the middle of your screen? Tap on that.
It's got no 79. It's just got netcode.
Yeah, now on the middle of your screen, can you see from messages? It says from messages 7391 above the queue, above number 2.
All it's got is your net code has been sent to.
Okay, now on the bottom, okay, I'm providing you the code. Put that code in 7391.
Yeah.
70. Now you click on next. Okay, now just go back. Yeah, now give a click on next on the top.
Yeah.
Now give a click on pay now.
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the bottom. Can you see? It says transaction date, and just below that it says, as this a new payee, we may put a security hold on to 24 hours. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means from their end, they said that they have made the transaction, but the thing is that it will need 24 hours to, approve the transaction from the hackers, okay? Because the hackers would gonna doubt it on you and they will need 24 hours to, check the things that have you made the transaction to your real person, to your one of your family members or something like that or not. All right. Now, for the security reason, what they have done, can you see that? It says that a security hold up of up to 24 hours on payments to them. Can you see that?
Yeah. I see that.
Okay. Now, what we have done, for the 24 hours, we have just hide it, the amount, for a time being from your bank account, just to confuse the hackers. All right? Just to make sure that if they can see that the balance is still in your bank account at the moment, they would gonna doubt it on you, and they might be ask you that, are you in a part of the investigation, something like that. They would gonna definitely doubt it on you that you are in a part of the investigation to the National Crime Agency. So for the next 24 hours, we have just hiding the amount, that is 9,900, from your account. Now after 24 hours, you will able to see the balances on your account directly. Okay. So
and then,
for the next 24
but after 24 hours, that money hasn't come out of my bank account, I hope.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
After 24 hours, that money, this false thing that we put in, doesn't come off out of my account, does it?
No, it is still in your bank account, but we have just hiding the amount for a time being. So, as I have told you that no money will be gone out from the bank. It is still in your bank account, but for a time being, we have just hiding the amount. After 24 hours, you are able to see the balance is the way it was before in your account. So, don't worry.
Okay.
So, for the 24 hours, that's because we need to show the hackers that you have made a real transfer to one of your family members. That is the reason why, like, we are hiding the amount for a time being, just to make sure that we are doing it in a proper way. Alright?
Yeah, alright.
Okay, now you need to, could you just do one thing? Can you just, now just do one thing, log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Alright, now one more thing, that you are not allowed to, you know, log in into your bank or don't do any internet activities until or unless we put the security on your device. Alright, until or unless they will approve the transaction, because the security is still activating. Like if you do the internet activities on the mobile phone now, the whole work will be get wasted and we have to do it from the beginning. Okay, so don't do any financial activities on the internet for the next 24 hours. Okay, now one more thing I need to tell you, that it might be happen. You will gonna receive the call tomorrow from the bank, that from your com bank. And if they're gonna ask you that, have you made any transfer of 9,900 to anybody, then what would be your answer?
Yeah, to my son-in-law.
Yeah, and who is your son-in-law? Could you just tell the name?
Oh, he's gonna be able to say that name.
They would gonna asking you these questions because they might be the hackers, the same person might be calls you and asking you this or the information. Okay.
Yeah,
so you
I
need
know,
to make sure
hard,
at least
that's
yeah,
a hard name to pronounce, right? So
in that case you can tell them that
Satija.
No. Could you just spell it out, the first name at least?
Spell it. S
I pronounce. Can you just pronounce the first name of your son?
Saiteja.
It should be Saiteja.
Saiteja.
Right. Now, if they're going to ask you like this, if you can't pronounce the name, tell them Saiteja is your son-in-law and you call him Sai. So, you don't have to pronounce the whole name. You just tell them that you just call him Sai and he has seen this details, you have put it these details like this, because if they were gonna doubt it on you, they would gonna ask you about lots of questions regarding your son-in-law. So tell them that he's not Australian, but he's just come to Australia and he has got a bank account over there, so it's not like pure Australian. So that is the reason why he doesn't have got the name like this. So you used to call him Sai. Because you're like, you told him that something like that, that your your daughter have a love match and they have just married happily. So you're just lending the money to him. There should be look like in front of them that you have made a real transfer so that they won't doubt it on you. Correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, if they want to ask you that, are you in a part of any investigation to any national crime agency, any fraud department, then what would be your answer?
What's that, sir?
If they're going to ask you that, are you in a part of any investigation to any action fraud department or any national crime agency, then what would be your answer?
No.
Right. Tell them, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to send the money to my son-in-law. That's it. And you haven't got the daily limit on that time. So you have increased the daily limit from 2000 to 20, right? You just remember that. And if they say that, how do you make the transfer? Then what are you going to say?
Why? For home renovation.
Yeah, and like from where you have made the transfer to him?
From where?
Yes.
What do you mean from where?
Like, you tell them that you have made the transaction from your internet banking. From your internet banking, you have made the transfer key because you haven't got the limit. You have increased the limit up to 20,000 and then you have made a transfer of 9,900, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have got any questions you want to ask me, Simon?
Internet banking. Yeah.
Yeah, you do the internet banking through the Combank app. You have got the app in your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Just tell them that you have made the transaction from using your internet banking from your mobile to your son-in-law, that is Sai, right?
Yeah.
Make sure that you pronounce his name properly, like the first name at least, that you used to call him Sai. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, in the meantime, like they might be asking you from where you have got the bank account details of your son-in-law, then what would be your answer?
Well, I don't know. But we didn't talk about that. Well, what does it mean?
It's according to you what should be, you need to tell them. You tell them that he give it to you over the phone. Last few days, we are having a conversation about this. And today you have decided you will gonna lend this money to him, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Now, in that case, if they're gonna ask you where your son-in-law lives, then what would be your answer?
I don't know. Well,
you need to be very confident with your words. You can tell them any of the address that you remember, but keep that in your mind. You need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up. If they find it that you are not confident enough, they won't gonna approve the transaction and the whole work will be get wasted. We can't able to catch them up.
Yeah, well, where's he from? You tell me where he's from.
You can tell any of the address that you remember. Like, he lives in there, like he lives in that place, something like that.
Well, where he lives here?
Not with you. Like, you can tell them any of the address you remember, which is too far from you.
Yeah, all right. I'll get an address out of the phone book.
No, like, you just need to provide any of the address that you remember. That's what I said. Any of the address you remember, you can tell them that address.
No.
Not the full address. Just ask, they might be asking you that where he lives, that's it. Not the full address they would gonna ask you.
I'll just say, Smithfield.
Sorry? You tell them Smithfield. He lives in Victoria.
You should be telling me if that's what you want me to, Victoria, okay.
Do you think that Victoria won't be work, or you can tell them any of the address that you remember that he lives in there?
Well, I don't know any addresses in Victoria. I'm not from Victoria.
Not from Victoria, I'm telling you, that you can tell them any of the address. All right. You tell me that what address you remember so that you can tell them that he lives in there. Any of the address you remember? Not the full address, that you tell them that place name that he lives in there. Something like that.
Just say Kananda.
All right, you can tell them. But make sure you need to be very confident with your words. You might be, I don't think that they might be calls you, but if they will gonna call you, you need to tell them that you have made the transfer to your son-in-law, that is Sai, and you have got his bank account details written down with you, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And the amount was 9,900, and you have made the transfer from your online banking, from your smart access. And increase the amount, daily limit of 20,000, and you are the person who have made the transfer, all right, to help him out, to lend this money to him, okay. Now, in the meantime, you do one thing, you note down our mail ID. Whenever you need any help, you just mail us on that email, and we will gonna go ahead and further proceed on that email.
Well, is that so? If I need any help?
In the meantime, like, we haven't finished this investigation yet, so how we used to call on the over there, like, I can call you back, like, by what time your shift time will be get over, by what time we'll go to your work, from your work.
If you ring me after 12, will be fine. What was your name anyway?
Peter Wilson.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Peter Wilson from National Crime Agency. Like, today by what time you will be, you know?
If you ring up after 12, if I don't answer, just leave a message and I'll ring you back.
Okay, could you just tell me that by what time you are going to your home today?
I'm still hours away from getting to my home.
Okay. But keep that in your mind, like, make sure one thing, that please don't disclose this matter with anybody else, not even with your family members, not even with your wife at this point of time, until or unless we catch these bank employees down, okay? It's my humble request to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, tomorrow morning, what is the convenient time to talk to you? When did you woke up in the morning tomorrow?
After lunch. After 12 o'clock.
12, 1 o'clock. And, before 12 o'clock for the confirmation, should I call you back in the morning anytime for at least 2 to 3 minutes?
I don't normally get up too early in the morning, so that's why I said around lunchtime I'll get up, because I'll work till late.
Okay, and when did you woke up? Yeah, like about 12 o'clock or?
About 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, all right. Now, it might be happening between, you might be received that call, and you will gonna go to your home before 8 o'clock today, I believe, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be here.
You'll be here. All right, now within 2 hours, if I got any update from the bank, I will gonna get in touch with you and let you know. And if you receive any calls, you will let me know on that time. All right?
Yeah. Well, have you got a number? You got a number there I can ring you on if I need to.
You can note down our email ID, because it is not secure if you call us back on that number, because the hackers are tracing our calls and they are taking information from your network, so that is the reason why.
No, so I haven't got an email. I haven't got an email that works at the moment. So that's all right.
I'll get back to you within 2 hours if I got any update, and let you know about it. And then I'll get back to you on in the morning. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the bank won't ring now. So if anything, they'll ring tomorrow.
Yes, right. I'll get in touch with you within 2 hours one more time. Then I'll talk to you on that time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It was nice to talk to you, Carmen. Just take care of yourself. I'll get back to you after some time. Okay?
Okay. See ya.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.